This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Many major airlines are offering reduced fares and other incentives to get customers back into the air. Many of the seats remain empty. The leisure travel industry continues to struggle, and there's no clear sign when business travel will pick up. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Even before September 11th, air travel had been slowing, the result of a weaker economy. But a month after the terror attacks in New York and Washington, the airlines are still operating at roughly 30% below capacity. The National Business Travel Association, an industry trade group, held a Washington roundtable yesterday to discuss what might be done to get business people traveling again. Darrell Jenkins is with the Aviation Institute at George Washington University.
For many of the major airlines, as few as 9% of the travelers will account for as much as 40% of the revenue. Now, this comes a function of two things. These people are always in the air, and they always book very late, so they pay the highest fares.
Last week, number three U.S. airline, Delta, launched a fare sale. The airline offered discounts of as much as 60% off regular 21-day fares. Delta's offer was due to expire on Monday, but was extended after air travel again fell off following the weekend bombing attacks against Afghanistan. The Delta offer was primarily aimed at leisure travelers. Now the airlines are also beginning to cut fares for their bread-and-butter customers, business flyers. David Stempler is president of the Air Travelers Association. He says in the past they've been reluctant to do that because business travelers bring in around 60% of airline revenues.
Airlines tend to be fixated on something called pricing integrity, where they want to maintain their full fare, coach, and first class price, such that if they can sell a ticket to someone for $1,600, they really don't want to sell it to them for $400.
But it seems the airlines have been left with little choice but to impose broad fare reductions. An American Express survey of travel managers at small and mid-sized companies found 35% have altered their corporate travel policies in direct response to the September 11th attacks. Many have sharply curtailed travel or are requiring additional levels of approval. Another poll done by the Travel Business Roundtable found 64% of business travelers believe their own travel won't return to pre-attack levels. Martin Regalia is chief economist with U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He says the major concern of most corporate travel managers is safety, not cost.
What we're looking at is the airline industry being the focal point for a basic crisis in confidence across the entire economy. And the way to fix that isn't so much with a specific industry fix. It's got to be a broader fix that makes the general populace more confident, more willing to fly, and more willing to get back on the airplanes. And that's something that's, you know, far beyond just the airline or travel industry.
Air travel picked up some a couple of weeks after the attacks, but slowed again when the U.S. launched airstrikes. Aircraft occupancy rates for the first week of October weren't down all that much from a year ago, though there were far fewer planes in the air. Airline departures, meanwhile, are still down by around 20%. Analysts say one change they've already seen is in the two-tiered pricing system that uses expensive business fares to subsidize leisure travel. At least for now, they say those fares are moving closer together. That's as the airlines do whatever they can to entice people to fly. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.